Daniels, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, November 1st, 1903. Elder Daniels, Washington. My dear brother, I wish to write a few words about the letters and manuscripts that were sent you during the council. Shortly before I sent the testimonies that you said arrived just in time, I had read an incident about a ship in a fog meeting an iceberg. For several nights, I slept but little. I seemed to be bowed down as a cart beneath sheaves. One night, a scene was clearly presented before me. A vessel was upon the waters in a heavy fog. Suddenly, the lookout cried, "Iceberg, just ahead!" There, towering high above the ship, was a gigantic iceberg. An authoritative voice cried out, "Meet it!" There was not a moment's hesitation. It was a time for instant action. The engineer put on full steam, and the man at the wheel steered the ship straight into the iceberg. With a crash, she struck the ice. There was a fearful shock, and the iceberg broke into many pieces, falling with a noise like thunder upon the deck. The passengers were violently shaken by the force of the collision, but no lives were lost. The vessel was injured, but not beyond repair. She rebounded from the contact, trembling from stem to stern, like a living creature. Then she moved forward on her way. Well, I knew the meaning of this representation. I had my orders. I had heard the words, like a living voice from our captain, "Meet it." I knew what my duty was, and that there was not a moment to lose. The time for decided action had come. I must, without delay, obey the command, "Meet it." This is why you received the testimonies when you did. That night I was up at 1 o'clock, writing as fast as my hand could pass over the paper. We have all stood at our posts like faithful sentinels, working early and late to send to the council instruction that we thought would help you. I have other testimonies to present that contain excellent instruction for ministers, medical missionary workers, and all church members. You shall have this matter as soon as it can be prepared. We have made a collection of some of the letters that I have written to our physicians during the last 15 years. These letters I read over the other day, and I think that they ought to be printed. They are right to the point and contain instruction that our younger physicians ought to have. As soon as possible, we shall send some of this matter to the Pacific Press for publication. Last night I did not sleep after 10:30. The burden of the work rests heavily upon me. How strange it is that Dr. Kellogg's associates seem to be so completely blinded by the enemy. I see with amazement how dangerous it is to trust in man and make flesh our arm. Often I think of Moses and Aaron standing before Pharaoh, casting their rods to the ground, while the magicians did the same. In the Lord's power, Moses and Aaron gained a victory over the enemy. We must now take a decided stand for truth and righteousness. I am anxious to see what course Dr. Kellogg's close associates will follow. I feel so sorry for them. But their time of test and proving has come. How strange it is that with all the warnings there are in the Word of God, men should allow themselves to be led by their fellow men. I am glad that I am alive to meet the danger, and if possible, to avert it. The experience that I have had in the past is a help to me at this time. Again and again, I have been shown that the past experiences of God's people are not to be counted as dead facts. We are not to treat the record of these experiences as we would treat a last year's almanac. The record is to be kept in mind, for history will repeat itself. The darkness of the mysteries of the night is to be illuminated with the light of heaven. If we watch and pray and trust God's living word, we shall gain victories. "Watch and pray," Christ said, "that ye enter not into temptation." Matthew 26, verse 41. The day dawns. We must enter each battle with full faith that through Christ we shall be more than conquerors. As faithful watchmen, we must diligently watch for the dangers threatening God's people. Other chapters will open before us, and in order to discern their meaning, we shall need keen perception. We are not to be depressed or discouraged, but filled with holy boldness. We are not to be disheartened by the prevalence of sin, nor by the difficulties that arise on the right hand and on the left. We must put on the whole armor of God and stand firm for the right. In the future, Satan's superstitions will assume new forms. False theories, clothed with garments of light, will be presented to God's people. Thus, Satan will try to deceive, if possible, the very elect. Our watchword is to be, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah 8, verse 20.